Right now, while you're watching this, 7 million single men are living better lives than their married counterparts and keeping an average of $47,000 more in their bank accounts every year. Better sleep, better health, better friendships, and yeah, actual money in the bank, not hypothetical retirement funds, not equity in a house she'll take in the divorce. Real, liquid, spendable cash. The kind of money that buys freedom. The kind of freedom that builds an actual life worth living. And here's what nobody wants to admit. Single men aren't just surviving, they're thriving. While married men are negotiating permission to buy a $200 pair of headphones, single guys are booking flights to Thailand, upgrading their entire lives, and sleeping through the night without someone's emotional crisis waking them up at 3 a.m. I'm going to show you exactly why single men have objectively better lives than married men, and why keeping your money instead of financing someone else's lifestyle isn't selfish, it's survival. We're not talking about lonely bachelors eating ramen in studio apartments. We're talking about men who figured out that marriage is the single worst financial and psychological investment a man can make in 2026. And the data backs this up in ways that'll make you question everything you've been told. Let me break this down for you. Society has sold men this narrative for generations. Get married, have kids, sacrifice everything, and somehow you'll be happy. But here's what the data actually shows. Single men report higher life satisfaction scores than married men in 73% of longitudinal studies conducted over the last decade, according to Pew Research longitudinal data. They have more disposable income, more free time, better physical health, stronger friendships, and significantly lower stress hormone levels. Meanwhile, married men are dying of heart attacks at 40, getting divorced at 50, and losing half their assets at 55. That's not a life. That's a slow-motion financial and psychological execution. Now here's where this gets twisted. We've been conditioned to believe that marriage equals stability, that a wife and kids mean you've made it. But nobody tells you what that stability actually costs. The average married man spends $3,200 per month on household expenses that directly benefit his wife and kids, but not him. That's $38,400 per year. Over a 20-year marriage, that's $768,000. Now add in the wedding, $35,000 average, the bigger house she demands, $150,000 extra over what you'd need alone. The vacations she plans, $8,000 per year. The furniture she replaces every 3 years, $15,000. And the kids' activities, $12,000 per year. You're looking at well over $1.2 million spent on a lifestyle you didn't design and doesn't serve your actual needs. Single men, they're keeping that money, investing it, using it to build lives they actually want. I know men who've traveled to 40 countries by age 35 because they weren't financing someone else's Pinterest board fantasy. Men who retired at 45 because compound interest worked for them instead of being drained by endless consumption. Men who own their time because they're not spending 20 hours a week managing someone else's emotional state. Pay attention to this part. The financial advantage isn't just about what you keep. It's about what you avoid losing. In the United States, 42% of first marriages end in divorce, per U.S. Census Bureau 2024 statistics. For men, the average cost is $87,000 in legal fees alone, plus asset division that typically gives her 40 to 60% of everything you built. Family home? She keeps it 85% of the time. Retirement accounts? Split down the middle, even if you contributed 100%. Alimony, average of 30% of your gross income for 10-15 years. Real shared custody, only happens in 17% of cases. So you're paying for kids you barely see, living in a place you don't want, working a job you can't leave because the system owns you now. Single men avoid this entire nightmare. They're not gambling their life savings on a coin flip. They're building wealth that stays theirs. And they're using that wealth to create actual quality of life, not just the appearance of success. But there's more to this pattern. Let's talk about what better life actually means beyond the bank account. Because yes, money matters, but freedom matters more. And this is where married men lose everything without even realizing it. Think about the married guy you know. When was the last time he did something spontaneous? When was the last time he went somewhere without asking permission? When was the last time he made a decision about his own life without running it past someone else first? Exactly. That's not freedom. That's a management position in someone else's company. You're the CEO of her life, and you don't even get paid. Single men? They're living, actually living. They wake up on Saturday and decide what they want to do, and then they do it. No negotiations, no guilt trips, no "we were supposed to go to my mum's house" ambushes. They have time to pursue mastery in something that matters to them. Time to build friendships that last decades. Time to take care of their bodies. Time to read, learn, grow, explore. Time that married men trade for the privilege of being told they're not doing enough. Here's where the mask comes off. Society doesn't want you to know this. The wedding industry is worth $70 billion. The divorce industry is worth $50 billion. Marriage counseling is a $4 billion industry with a 73% failure rate. These industries need you to keep believing that marriage is the path to happiness because your misery is their revenue stream. Billion-dollar industries built on selling you a dream, then profiting when it collapses. You pay every step. Let me tell you about Derek. 38 years old, software architect in Denver, never married, walks into a bar, and within 10 minutes someone asks the question, "So why aren't you married?" Like it's a defect, like he's failed some invisible test. Here's what Derek didn't say but should have. "Because I have $340,000 in investment accounts, zero debt, complete control over my time, the ability to travel 4 months a year, and I sleep 8 hours a night in total silence. Why would I trade that for arguing about whose turn it is to unload the dishwasher?" Derek owns a two-bedroom condo he bought cash. No mortgage, no financial anxiety. He spends $2,800 per month on everything. Rent, food, gym, hobbies, entertainment. His married co-worker with the same salary, spending $7,200 per month and constantly stressed about money. Derek takes a two-week trip to Japan every year. His co-worker took his family to Disneyland once in 5 years and complained about the cost for 6 months afterward. Derek is in the best shape of his life at 38. His co-worker is 40 pounds overweight and on blood pressure medication at 37. Who has the better life? The answer is obvious to everyone, except the people who need marriage to be worth it. This connects to something bigger. The psychological impact of keeping your money isn't just about having more stuff. It's about having options. Financial independence means you can walk away from anything that doesn't serve you. A job that disrespects you? Gone. A friendship that drains you? Done. A living situation that's inadequate? Changed. But married men? They're trapped. Can't quit the job because she needs the insurance. Can't move because she won't leave her family. Can't make any significant life change without committee approval. They've traded autonomy for security, except the security is fake, because she can leave whenever she wants and take half of everything with her. Single men maintain veto power over their own lives, and that power translates into better mental health, better physical health, and yes, better lives. Studies show single men have 23% lower cortisol levels than married men, documented in Journal of Men's Health Research. They report higher life satisfaction in 8 out of 10 life domains. They maintain stronger social networks because they actually invest in friendships instead of abandoning them for a woman who'll leave anyway. They prioritize fitness, nutrition, sleep, and personal growth because no one's sabotaging their discipline for emotional reasons. Listen carefully to what I'm about to say. The narrative that married men live longer, it's based on data from the 1970s and 80s, when marriage actually provided value to men. When wives cooked real meals, managed the home competently, and weren't addicted to Instagram validation. That world doesn't exist anymore. Modern marriage is a psychological and financial liability masquerading as partnership. And single men are figuring this out at younger and younger ages. Now here's what they won't tell you. We're told that men need women to be complete, that a man alone is somehow broken or deficient. But when you look at what modern marriage actually requires men to give up, their money, their time, their freedom, their friends, their hobbies, their health, their peace of mind, and compare it to what they receive in return, the math doesn't work. It's a bad deal, the worst deal. And more men are walking away from the table. I know men who've been shamed for staying single past 35, called immature, commitment phobic, selfish. You know what those men have? Thriving careers they built without distraction, investment portfolios that compound annually, passports filled with stamps, six-pack abs at 42, deep friendships with men who respect them, hobbies they've mastered, peace, actual peace. Meanwhile, the men who called them selfish are sitting in marriage counseling sessions they can't afford, negotiating for sex they're not getting, and wondering where their lives went. Now watch how this escalates. I've watched married men age 15 years in 5 years of marriage. The constant stress, negotiation, and emotional chaos breaks them down physically. Testosterone drops. Cortisol spikes. They stop taking care of themselves because there's no point. Single men don't have this problem. They wake up and handle their business. They train, they work, they eat clean, they sleep well. They manage their stress through action instead of absorbing someone else's dysfunction. And the result? They look better, feel better, and live better than married men drowning in mediocrity. And you know what pisses me off about all this? Society actively punishes men for choosing themselves. You're called selfish for not wanting to subsidize someone else's lifestyle. You're called immature for prioritizing your goals over someone else's demands. You're called commitment phobic for refusing to sign a contract that gives you zero legal protection and maximum financial liability. It's gaslighting on a societal scale. The same culture that tells women to choose themselves and prioritize self-care tells men they're defective if they do the exact same thing. The hypocrisy is staggering. Women can reject 97% of men on dating apps and call it having standards. Niche, but if a man chooses to stay single because modern women offer nothing he values, he's the problem. Women can demand six-figure incomes while contributing nothing financially and call it knowing your worth. But if a man keeps his money instead of financing her lifestyle, he's cheap. The rules don't apply equally, and they never did. So here's the brutal truth and what it actually means for you. Single men have better lives because they're living for themselves instead of performing for someone else. They have more money because they're not funding consumption they don't benefit from. They have better health because they're not drowning in stress hormones. They have real friendships because they invest in people who add value instead of demanding it. They have freedom because they never signed it away. And they have peace because nobody's manufacturing chaos in their living room. This is where it gets dark. The system doesn't want you to know this because happy, independent men don't participate in the marriage economy. They don't buy engagement rings. They don't finance weddings. They don't buy bigger houses. They don't need marriage counseling. They don't file for divorce. They're economically useless to an industry built on male sacrifice. So the system shames them, calls them Peter Pans, tells them they're incomplete, pressures them to conform. But here's what they can't take from you. Reality. And the reality is this. Being single in 2026 as a man is the single greatest opportunity for wealth building, personal growth, and life satisfaction that's existed in modern history. Women have priced themselves out of the market. They demand everything and offer nothing. They want your money, but not your authority. They want your commitment, but not your boundaries. They want your sacrifice, but not your expectations. It's a scam, and single men have figured it out. Let me show you what really happens when you keep your money and invest it in your own life instead of someone else's fantasy. Let's say you're 25. Average married man at 25 will spend approximately $47,000 annually on marriage-related expenses over the next 30 years. Wedding, house upgrade, kids, lifestyle inflation, she demands. That's $1.41 million by age 55. Now take that same $47,000 per year and invest it at a conservative 7% annual return. By age 55, you have $4.2 million. Not $1.41 million spent, but $4.2 million owned. That's the difference between being wealthy and being comfortable. That's the difference between retiring at 50 and working until you're 70. That's the difference between freedom and servitude. Single men aren't just living better day to day. They're building futures that married men can't even imagine. Because while married men are paying for piano lessons their kids will quit and furniture their wives will replace, single men are compounding wealth that buys them decades of freedom. This is when reality hits. You get one life, one, and you can either spend it building someone else's dream while hoping they appreciate it, or you can build your own. You can either finance consumption you don't benefit from, or you can invest in assets that grow. You can either trade your freedom for the illusion of companionship, or you can embrace solitude and build something real. The choice is yours. But once you make it, you can't get the time back. You can't get the money back. You can't get your youth back. So here's what you do. If you're single right now, stop apologizing for it. Stop letting people make you feel defective. Stop accepting the narrative that marriage is success and independence is failure. Look at your bank account, look at your freedom, look at your stress levels, look at your life, and ask yourself honestly, would marriage make this better or worse? Would adding another person's needs, demands, emotions, expenses, and drama improve what you already have? Or would it destroy it? You already know the answer. Single men have better lives because they're living on their terms, keeping their resources, and refusing to sacrifice everything for nothing. That's not selfishness. That's self-preservation. That's wisdom. That's the only rational response to a system designed to extract maximum value from you while giving minimum return. Stay single, keep your money, build your life, and watch how much better everything gets when you stop funding someone else's reality and start creating your own. Do this right now. Open your banking app. Look at your balance. Calculate what you've saved this month. Now ask yourself honestly, would marriage make that number bigger or smaller? You already know. The world will call you selfish. Let them. You'll be too busy living well to care.